All right. Well, you've got the opportunity.
The serious side of it is that some workers say they fear for their jobs in this instance. Will they be sacked if they don't work in the booth?
Well, that's their problem. I fear for Australia, with Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott about to take $40 billion off the budget.
No, but if workers fear for their jobs, it takes it into a whole different category.
Come on, Carl. You know, lift your game, mate. Get into a national thing. Don't get down there at the little local issues.
Well, they're your employees.
You're bigger than that.
They're your employees if they fear for their job.
Look, if I've done something illegal, go to the police, mate. But talk about some decent stuff on your program or your ratings will go through the floor.
Do you expect people to work this for free this Saturday?
Yeah, I think all Australians will vote freely. I don't want to pay anyone to vote, Carl. You know, come on, get serious, will you?
All right, the front page of the Australian the front page of the Australian hasn't missed today. I'm sure you're aware of Hedley Thomas, very well-respected Hedley Thomas writing. He says today...
Hedley Thomas is like black caviar with a broken leg. He's just working for Rupert because he doesn't want to get the sack. The Australian's not a newspaper. It's Rupert's plaything. Have a look at the Telegraph. Have a look at all the editorials.
Can you answer some of these accusations, though? Does running a viable soccer club on the...
Look, I don't answer any accusation.
What? Sorry?
I don't answer anything from Hedley Thomas, sorry. He's just that apparatchik of Rupert Murdoch in New York. You know, Rupert Murdoch's wife, Wendy Dung, is a Chinese spy. And that's been right across the world. She's been spying on Rupert for years, giving money back to Chinese intelligence. Read the truth about it.
Clive,
she was trained in southern China.
Clive,
no, I'm telling you the truth. Telling you the truth. Wendy Dung is a Chinese spy. That's why Rupert Murdoch got rid of her. And that's the truth. And this guy wants to control Australian politics.
You're standing up for Rupert now.
Come on. No, he wants to control what you think. Have a look at your newspapers. That's what he wants to do. And Kevin Rudd brings over Obama's team to sort out democracy in Australia. You know, this should be about Australians. And we're going to get a lot of Senate seats. We're going to get a lot of House of Representative seats. And we're going to change the country, mate.
Clive.
You should vote for us.
Clive.
And realise you're an Australian.
Look, no, don't. Look, don't
come
get
on,
me wrong.
Come on, Carl. Come on, lift your game.
I fully respect anyone who's game for
right.
I think it's something to aspire to. I just think you might have lost the plot.
Well, you don't really. You're trying to set up an agenda, the voters will vote.
No,
this is
agenda.
A democracy.
There's zero
of
agenda,
of course
Clive.
You are, Carl.
Zero. I have no... I can
well,
tell you right
about
now.
The, talk about the
playing
pensioners.
Golf
talk about
you.
The people in the Trobe Valley. We'll talk about the people in the Trobe Valley who haven't got a job. Talk about the people in the Hunter Valley that can't survive
well,
in New South Wales.
Well, you talk about
talk
that
about
instead of raving on about the Murdochs. Why don't you start talking
well,
about that
go,
stuff?
Let's go, okay? Well, I am. We're going to increase pensioners' pension by $150. We're going to reduce income tax
fantastic.
By
15%. Pensioners deserve more money.